please do not hurt me. Hey-o, 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 hey-o. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey-hey-o, hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. And all living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey-hey-o, hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. Ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. And even je ne gâche à vos yeux, je ne gâche à vos yeux. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
traditional honoring song from American Indian Movement co-founder Mr. Dennis Banks off his cassette tape entitled Still Strong, which he gifted me when Yat Kedishi Native Center co-sponsored his visit here to Southwest Florida several years ago during the National Bring Lenny Peltier Home campaign. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Please excuse me for my cold today. In today's program, we are honored to listen to Lakota brother Mr. Skip Mayhawk. My interview with Skip Mayhawk took place during his visit to a very important Native American benefit event, which I had the honor to co-chair, a fine arts exhibit and auction for the In Defense of Sacred Lands Project. This event, sponsored by the Boston Big Mountain Defense Committee and the Harkus Art Gallery, was an educational fundraiser in 1987, whose purpose was to raise money in order to support the In Defense of Sacred Lands Project. In Defense of Sacred Lands was a campaign to protect Native lands from further desecration, primarily by energy and natural resource exploitation. One major aspect of this project was a First Amendment lawsuit under the right of freedom of religion to defend traditional Dene Navajo and Hopi Indians. Their ancestral tribal homelands were not only being raped from coal and uranium mining, but under Public Law 93531, the U.S. government was attempting to forcibly relocate many Dene Navajo and Hopi from their sacred lands in order to expand resource development. As Mary T. Begay, a Dene Navajo elder, has said, quote, "Our way of life is our religion and our teaching. If we are relocated by force, we will all die slowly. The people would not be in balance with Mother Earth and Father Sky and the spiritual people. In every way here, we are connected to the land. We belong here," unquote. As most listeners to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, know, we continually report on the ongoing situation facing tribal peoples of the so-called U.S. Southwest region, especially the Black Mesa area. Tragically, little has changed in all these years. Multinational companies still continue their efforts to rape the land, pollute the air and water, all legally permitted by the U.S. government. Please listen now to the words of Lakota brother, Mr. Skip Mayhawk. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hello. Come here today to share a little bit with our people. I believe as indigenous peoples of this land, this spiritual island, and to be able to hopefully leave a message of understanding between us so that all people may be able to share, seek a better balance and harmony amongst each other so that we can live in peace amongst our relatives, who we believe is we're all related. We all have certain things in common. So we come here to share with our younger generations so that they'll have an understanding of the future, and that the future depends on them, and that the responsibility of each and every one of us to provide for our future generations to come. As I was saying, we believe that we're all related. We're all brothers, we're all sisters, we're all aunts, we're all uncles, we're all grandmothers, we're all grandfathers. And that this relationship that we have amongst our family units is very important in bringing about a peace and a harmony, walking in balance with nature and nature's true laws. The true powers within this spiritual universe, spiritual island, it is up to each and every one of us to be able to accept the responsibility that has been asked of us from our spiritual ancestors that lived before us and those that are going to come after us. That we bring the balance back, that we create the change that is needed to stop the confusion that is happening throughout this spiritual island, what you call planet Earth, who in our reference we call it Mother Earth, because she provides everything that we need to exist. Our food, our clothing, everything that is here. Without her, no one could exist. We need to understand this and stop this senseless destruction. The many types of pollutions that we're having with the air, the water, the fire, Mother Earth. These are nature's true laws, the natural elements. These true powers that we cannot control, and that it is up to each and every one of us to accept the responsibility to create the change and be able to say when we say Matakio Vase, all my relatives, all my relations, and we truly mean it, that it comes from within our hearts and not just from our mind. To learn to respect one another comes first by respecting oneself, by reaching out and helping one another in their time of need, by sharing with our relatives, by in turn reaching out and showing that we care about one another. By care, I mean it goes a lot deeper than the word love. It means taking on a responsibility for our relatives, each and every one of them. That includes the wind and the four-legged, and those that crawl above Mother Earth, and those that crawl beneath her, and those that crawl and live in the sacred holy waters. All of creation, we need to come to an understanding and learn to live in balance and harmony within these, and accept them as our true relatives, not try to control everything, not get blinded by the many things that are out here, the things that we're taught as we go through life, about fear, about anger, about hate, and about jealousy, becoming envious of others, and becoming afraid to even look within ourselves to be able to see the balance and harmony that we're talking about. If we have any one of these things that I have just said, it's going to stop our spiritual growth. It's going to stop us along this path that we're following, this journey of life. And until we let it go completely, we will not be able to continue. We're going to veer off somehow. And it's going to take us longer. But by learning to share with one another and show kindness, reaching out and helping one another, learning to care and truly love and have faith in our Creator, no matter who you choose to call your Creator, He understands all languages, all tongues, all ways. It is our belief that is going to make the difference, and is going to create the change that is needed to bring balance back, and that we will come to understand the true meaning of when we say, all my relations, all my relatives, that I can truly mean it. We need to look beyond color. Look within the hearts of each and every one. Look at the spirit. Hear the tone of their voice and hear the sincerity, so that we can truly mean that we're all related, and that we accept our responsibility that was passed on to us. Our spiritual ancestors that lived before us provided everything that we have here today. Their prayers, we're living them now. And now it is our turn. Take on the responsibility for our future generations, so that we can provide a place for them, and that they will be able to truly believe and understand what peace, balance, and harmony truly is. That they can truly understand that when we say that we're all free to make the choices that we choose, that we can live in the manner that we choose, and that we can pray in a manner that we can choose, and be able to say that this thing that is called a constitution that was brought over here amongst our peoples, that it will be equal as it states, not just for one side, one group of people, so that some can elevate themselves and think that they're better than another. In our belief, we believe that we are all created equal. No one is above another. Because the four generations, the newborn and the unborn, the young, little people, the adults and the parents, the grandparents and the elders, all have a responsibility to each other, to teach one another to respect and care, to truly love one another, to accept the responsibility to be able to live balance and harmony within nature and nature's true law. It's very important that we understand these responsibilities and accept them and be willing to do our part. But I want to talk to the young generations, Don't be afraid to listen to your elders, for they have a lot to teach. Respect them as you respect yourself. Listen to them. Take the time. Because they've gone through and experienced a lot, and they have a lot to share. A lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of understanding. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Reach out to one another and share what is within your heart, so that we may pass on these traditions, these ways. They will not be forgotten, because someday your turn will be coming. Teach the younger one. Be proud of who you are. When you walk through the cities, the different reservations, the reserves, wherever, be proud of who you are and accept the responsibility that is yours for your future generations to come. Don't be afraid to say what is within your heart, because there's no secrets from the Creator. He knows all. You have a responsibility while you're here. If you choose to follow the old ways of our peoples, then go to the elders and ask. Learn them in a good way, because you can use them in your daily life, wherever you go. Because it is our belief that we are the caretakers of this spiritual island. Our responsibility to our mother, Mother Earth. It's an equal trade-off, because we depend on life, and the life depends on us. And without the earth, no one can exist. Without the sacred breath, the air, no one could exist. Without the fire, the warmth from the sun, no one could exist. Without the water, the gift of life, no one can exist. So it's important that we create the changes and stop all this senseless destruction of these things, these true powers. That is each and every one of our responsibility. When we are together, our strengths are powerful. And when you think you're alone, turn to your Creator. You won't be alone. It is up to us, because we're living in a very critical time right now, and the change that needs to be done is up to each and every one of us. There's many spiritual gatherings happening, many spiritual ways coming from all over the spiritual island, all over Mother Earth, from all four races, the black, the red, the yellow, and the white. They're starting to understand that a change is necessary at this time. You see the worldwide confusion that is happening, and it is up to us to create that change, stop it, be able to bring things back in balance. We all have a heart, a mind, a body, and a spirit, and when we keep these four in balance with nature and nature's true laws, then the change that we're seeking is going to come, because it comes from within each and every one of us. When we seek change, we have to look within ourselves. The peacefulness and the happiness and the serenity that we seek comes from within. For when we look at our elders and we see how they walk and we listen to their words and the respect that they show, there's a difference that we need to understand between saying and living these words in our daily lives. This is what we need to understand, that the time is here now for us to create change. And I'd like to also talk on something that is very important to our peoples as a whole. We need to understand that there's been many struggles over these last years recently. It is time that we accept the responsibility for our peoples, and that we reach out and show that we care for our relatives, no matter where they are. There's some things happening within this Western Hemisphere, the North American continent. In the southwestern part of the Four Corners area, where the four states meet, there's a reservation called the Navajo Reservation. We need to understand that what is happening to our relatives down there. They're the largest reservation and the largest tribe, the nation of our peoples. If we allow them to be removed from their traditional lands, and if we allow their way of life to be destroyed, then we are not accepting our responsibility. Because if it happens to them, what is in turn for us? The rest of our tribes, the rest of our nations, the rest of our people, the indigenous peoples of this land, They've asked for our prayers in their time of need, but we need to speak out, not be afraid, to voice our opinion that it is not right that our relatives in the Southwest aren't going to be removed from their traditional lands. For the earth is sacred, it's holy. We come from the earth, and someday we will return. In our way, our tie to the land, wherever we come from, it is very important to us that we, as caretakers of the spiritual island, accept the responsibility that is ours. And it is this time that we need to reach out and help one another. As one of our spiritual ancestors, one of our leaders before, told us that you may separate us and you may kill us off one by one, nation by nation. But when we're together, we can still the strength, power that is there. We've endured a long time through many, many things, many, many types of struggles. We have to be able to reach out and help one another in these times of need. Not only with our prayers, but whatever help that we can give them and assist them with. We need to let the other relatives out here understand that no one is above another. They're not the Creator. They have no right to say who can live where. Only the Creator has this right. If we allow this government to remove these people, then we better start preparing for what is coming next, because it would cause a chain reaction amongst all our nations. We know that. We were able to see clearly. We've quit using their alcohol and their drugs that they've given to us to fog over our minds and our hearts. We learned by many hard ways, many types of different struggles, and we've gathered together and we've come and shared with one another. We've shared our inner strength. We've shared our prayers. We've shared our ceremonies. It is time now for us to reach out and be able to share, show that we care about one another. There's many types of struggles, the fishing rights in the northwestern part. There's land rights, there's mineral rights. It is our responsibility to our relatives to reach out and help each other in this time of need, this time of struggle. Through our inner strengths, we'll be able to bring things back in balance and harmony. And our people will be able to live and be able to say that they're truly free and understand what it truly means. For no one nation has a right to govern over another, for they're not the Creator. So for our younger people, what I'm trying to say to you is to be proud of who you are, wherever you are, and accept the responsibility that is yours. We do not need the alcohol or the drugs that has been causing a lot of hurt and pain to our nations. When we walk through this spiritual island with our heads up and be proud of who we are, then we can be able to say that we're all relative.
Hey, 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 hey
Hey!
song. We walk our way long, trying to fulfill the Creator's way. Do not live in the past, 'cause it's gone. Give some thanks today and try to be strong. Up with the song, the clouds now dancing to the sacred drone. Yeah.
Thank you. are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonuatakusin Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
Prior to our Yat Kitichi Native Center program identification, we featured a four music set, different selections from Voices Across the Canyon, Volume 4, Canyon Records CD. We first heard a very beautiful song from the Northern Cree singers entitled The Commander. That was followed by Eagle Cries His Song from December Wind. We next listened to The World How Fair from Our Colors No Kai, and we concluded with a very beautiful intertribal drum song from Young Bird. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. Before we conclude today's program with a very special song from American Indian Movement co-founder Dennis Banks from his Still Strong cassette, the song we will hear is Still Strong, I want to encourage all of our worldwide listeners to visit Yad Kiddushi Native Center's website. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's website is www.yadkiddushi.org. Once again, www.yadkiddushi.org. And I want to direct you to our links page where you'll find a number of very important lists of websites of a number of organizations Yad Kiddushi Native Center networks quite closely with. For example, I encourage all of our listeners to learn more and contact the International Indian Treaty Council, their website www.treatycouncil.org, the Indigenous Environmental Network, www.ienearth.org, the South and Mesoamerican Indian Information Center, www.saiic.nativeweb.org, Tebteba Foundation, that's www.tebteba.org, the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, www.un.org/ESA/SOCDEV/UNPFI, the UN Environment Program, www.unep.org, the World Conservation Union, www.iucn.org, the Earth Charter, www.earthcharter.org, the UN Commission on Sustainable Development, www.un.org/ESA/SUSTDEV/CSD, the Environmental Justice Resources Center, www.ejc.cau.edu, the International Forum on Globalization, www.ifg.org, and United for Peace and Justice, www.unitedforpeace.org. So those are some of the links you will find on Yad Kiddushi Native Center's website links page, where again I urge all of our worldwide listeners to visit my page so you can read more details about those very special and important organizations that I network with and encourage our listeners to get active with. I hope you appreciated the remarks of Lakota brother Mr. Skip Mayhawk. His comments today are something that I take close to my heart. We're going to conclude today's broadcast with American Indian Movement co-founder, National Field Coordinator Dennis Banks' song entitled Still Strong. Until the next Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker, thanking you for listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio. Aho, kino montakusin, to all of our relations.
And so I say to America, I want you to remember our past. This past will give you direction for the future. Just as our people in our past, we are the spirit of the future. The spirit of this land lies rooted in the history of Native people. The massacres that happened to us, the army that came, took our land and killed our people, did not destroy our vision for a strong future. We are still strong, America. We never weaken. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. crazy horse. We are still strong. America, we are strong people. Like the spirit of Peltier, we are strong today. As we were thousands of years ago, in the pages of history, we are strong. We were born strong. Our spirit is strong. We are still strong. We are still strong, America. Look about you and look at the Anishinaabe people. Look at the Lakota people, at the Dene people, pushed around again in this century, pushed off our land, trying to take yet what remaining area of land that we have left. But we will not lay down, America. We have never laid down in the face of struggle. We shall never abandon our past, nor shall we ever abandon the spirit of our people. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. In the spirit of Geronimo, we are still strong. In the spirit of Crazy Horse, we are still strong. And all those who went before us, knowing that the seventh generation down the road would remember them, we are still strong, America. We are still strong, Anishinaabe people. And when we look at the Sac and Fox and the Winnebago, north to the Eskimos, south to the Cheyenne, and to the Arapaho, and to the Tulalip, with the Ojibwa people, we are strong. And I want every book about Native people to be truthful, to tell the truth of what our people did, to tell the truth of who we were, and that we never laid down. And I want the history books to remember us as being a strong people. We are strong. Mother Earth gives us that strength. Our grandmother, the moon, gives us that strength. Our oldest brother, the sun, gives us that strength. The forest, the deer, the buffalo, and the elk give us that strength. The wind gives us, the eagle, the hawk, and the owl give us that strength. And as I look about this world in the four directions, I see the many colors of human kind. I see the many colors of people. And that's what makes us strong. That's what we believe in. That's our love. We are still strong. And the spirit of our people. The spirit of our ancestors, gone long ago, we are still strong. And just like an eagle flying high, a reminder to the four directions that we were born strong. We are strong. And when we leave this world to go to the spirit world, we will leave behind a culture and a tradition for the seventh generation. We will leave them the stories and songs of our people, of our struggle, of our ceremonies, and of our women. And when we leave them, we will know that they will be strong. still strong.